We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
Hey y'all, this is Elizabeth K. Wine, host of Straight From The Source. You are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
This is The Early Word, brought to you by The Daily Memphian, and I'm Natalie Van Gundy. Howdy friends, it's Tuesday, January 7th, and Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant is back in court today. He's being sued for punching a teen during a pickup basketball game at his dad's house in 2022. The Memphis City Council is shaking things up in 2025. Starting today, their meetings will start at a new time. And this should be an interesting one because Chickasaw Gardens Gate is back. On a somber note, today marks 3 years since five Memphis police officers beat Tyre Nichols during a traffic stop, resulting in his death 3 days later. Back in November, Memphis voters approved a set of gun control referendums that would reinstate gun permits, ban the sale of assault rifles, and allow for gun seizures as part of extreme risk protection orders. Today, the Memphis City Council will take up the next step of voting on an ordinance related to the reforms. But even if that passes 3 votes, nothing will change until the state changes. Classic American Hardwoods CEO Bill Courtney may be best known for coaching the lackluster Manassas High School football team into the winning team featured in the Academy Award-winning 2011 documentary Undefeated. But Courtney has a much larger mission these days. He's trying to create an army of 100,000 normal people in Memphis to help make big changes in areas of the city that need it most. His podcast, An Army of Normal Folks, highlights those kinds of people from across the country. Cue the Jeffersons theme song, because the Memphis Tigers are getting up that hill. After narrowly beating North Texas on Sunday, the team was ranked higher this week in the Associated Press Top 25 poll than last week. It's also the first time this season the team has been ranked in the top 25 2 weeks in a row. Another good Tigers news, former football quarterback Seth Hennigan will join linebacker Chandler Martin in the 2025 East-West Shrine Bowl, a prestigious postseason All-Star game that gives players a chance to show off for the NFL. The DeSoto County Board of Supervisors has a new president. District 2 Supervisor Mark Gardner, the broker who handled the $2 million sale of Jerry Lee Lewis's ranch last year, is the board's new leader. Jesse Medlin, the longest-serving supervisor in DeSoto County, will remain in his role as vice president. Find more on these stories and others at dailymemphian.com.
From the concert halls to the juke joints, from churches to festivals in the fields, welcome to another episode of Bill Street Caravan, celebrating the sounds of Memphis for more than 20 years.
Heard around the globe on NPR Worldwide, major funding for Bill Street Caravan is provided by the Thomas W. Briggs Foundation and Memphis Tourism. Hi, I'm your co-host, Thomas Cribbins.
And I'm Jared J.B. Boyd.
This week on Bill Street Caravan, we have a son of Memphis blues royalty, Rod Bland and the Members Only Band, live from the 2024 Riverbeat Music Festival.
Grammy-nominated blues man Guy Davis will be with us to deliver an installment of the Blues Hall of Fame, an exploration of the lives of the pioneers and innovators enshrined in the Blues Hall of Fame, here in Memphis, Tennessee, brought to you by the Blues Foundation.
That's all coming up right now on Bill Street Caravan.
Thomas Cribbins, how's it going, my friend?
All is well. How you doing, JB?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to be here today talking about a guy that we both know really well that means a lot to the bedrock of the Memphis music community. You know, someone that's really back in the shadows and the supports beams, holding a lot of things together just with his spirit and his energy.
Yes, sir. And he's got the DNA credibility to back it up. We're talking about none other than Mr. Rod Bland. And quick note, we'll even give Jared some little credibility. He's got some Bland in his name. What's your DJ name, man?
DJ Bizzle Blue Bland.
So are you also Bobby Boo Bland's son?
Well, I guess I can go ahead and debunk that. I don't want to let that linger out there too long, but we can get into the origin story of that a little later on. Okay. Rod will help us out.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, man, you touched on it. We definitely got Memphis music royalty and legacy in the building with us today with Mr. Rod Bland and the Members Only Band. Rod has been playing the drums in the Memphis blues scene for quite a while, and he's done it for both a lot of local acts and a lot of national acts. He's, of course, great friends with many of our favorite musicians from some of our favorite bands, but yet he's still carrying his father's legacy on right here in the birthplace of rock and roll and the home of the blues.
You know, to that point, we can't dig deep into Rod and his stature without speaking to the enormous impact of his father, Bobby Blue Bland. Bobby Bland, a legendary vocalist, band leader, songwriter, performer, showman, someone who put in quite a lot of work and also led the way in a lot of ways, not only influenced his contemporaries in blues and those that would come after him, but also was very innovative in the way that he carried himself on stage, the way that he performed in studio, but also within his personnel. You know, James Brown took a couple of his players afterwards. There's just a storied history of when Bobby Bland comes through town, it's almost like the town shuts down. Everybody's getting their hair fixed. Everybody's getting their best suit, their best dress for miles and miles around in much of the 1960s. He was the man.
Yes, indeed, man. And then just as much as you've highlighted his impact on music and the music history and culture of this region and this country, and really the world, he has also had just as much impact just on culture in general, especially black culture, man. Growing up, you know, I think you talked about it in some episodes ago about the type of music our parents would have us listening to on cleanup days. I mean, a lot of times those days were Saturday. And a lot of times you'd have Bobby Blue Bland as a soundtrack of Black life in this region, man. So he is an intimate part of the experience of the South and of all of this country from a music standpoint. And he's just one of the top practitioners of the art, man. We're very fortunate to have had him come through this portion of the country, this corner, and even more fortunate to have his offspring continuing that impact and that legacy.
And, you know, Bobby Blue Bland's impact isn't simply on our region of the South. I mean, thanks to the Chitlin Circuit, his impact was felt throughout the entire United States. But I also want to underscore that his record label that his career launched from, Duke Records, for quite a long period had moved its operations after a buyout from Memphis to Houston, Texas. And Bobby Bland, after serving in the military, came back home and found out that his contract had been bought and moved to another city. And thus he was dropped into this new community. And, you know, I think that a lot has yet to have been said about the impact of Bobby Bland on Texas's music industry as well.
Oh, man, great point. Sounds like there are some more documentaries about the music of our region impacting everywhere else that still need to come out, a la the Stax documentary that just came out not too long ago. But I'd love to, and hopefully we can get you talking about more about the history of your namesake, Mr. Bobby Blue Bland, man. Fast forward to speaking about Rod, his son, continuing that tradition and spreading that music, not only here locally, but everywhere. Rod's got his own band that he's touring with and performing with regularly, and that's who we're featuring on the program today. We've got Rod Bland and the Members Only Band. No coincidence that title definitely references the great album from his late father, Bobby Blue Bland.
So here they are, Rod Bland and the Members Only Band, live on Bill Street Caravan.
Thank you. gonna hurt you like it hurt me. Follow home the road. Someone's gonna hurt you like it hurt me. Just you wait and see. Gotta reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. Gotta reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. Just like you mistreat someone, someone's gonna mistreat you. You be laughing pretty, baby. Yes.
Here's more from Rod Bland and the Members Only Band, live on Bill Street Caravan. That was Rod Bland and the Members Only Band, live on Bill Street Caravan. For more info on Rod, check out rodbland.com. Up next, Grammy-nominated bluesman Guy Davis takes us through the life histories of the pioneers and innovators enshrined in the Blues Hall of Fame. This segment is brought to you by the Blues Foundation and is also available as a standalone podcast through Apple Podcasts.
First time Riley King laid eyes on Beale Street, he knew this is heaven. He strolled under neon signs, smelled sweet hot barbecue. He glanced sideways at painted ladies. He stood and watched a dice game. Heaven. He floated after the sound of music to Handy Park. He shook his head. He thought, these guys sound like they have four arms. I'm all thumbs. Riley carried his guitar with him, didn't even have it in a case, but wouldn't dare play. All of a sudden, a spotter for the dice game shouted, "Number one!" Everyone looked up and saw a white policeman coming. They ran, and Riley followed, cradling his guitar under his arm. He flew past pawn shops and glimpsed a picture of T-Bone Walker in the record store window, his hero. Heaven emptied fast. Though humble, Riley gushed charisma, sincerity, and charm. Most importantly, he worked hard. He came to heaven after a dream. But that policeman and the guitarist with four arms chased him and his dream right across the Mississippi into West Memphis, Arkansas. He had nothing fancier to wear than an old army jacket, still carrying his guitar with no case. Riley took a few deep breaths and went inside the local radio station. He was looking for the man he'd heard on the radio every day growing up in Mississippi. Riley was shown back to the studio, empty except for one tall, brawny dude standing there playing harmonica. Guitarist with four arms, now this guy. Riley took another deep breath and looked him in the eye. Sonny Boy Williamson stopped blowing his harmonica. He looked back into Riley's eyes and said, "What do you want?" Riley stammered, I want to sing on your program. "Go ahead," Sonny Boy said. "Let me hear you." Riley stopped stuttering. He picked clean and sang clear for Sonny Boy. Riley could feel him warming up. The big fella said, "What do you call yourself?" "I'm just Riley B. King." That night, Riley found himself performing in the packed, sweaty 16th Street Grill on West Memphis's little version of Beale Street. Heaven came to Arkansas. The women moved to Riley's beat. He plucked the high notes and watched their backs arch. Miss Annie, who ran the joint, said Riley could play there 6 nights a week, $12 a night, on one condition. He had to get on the radio and spread the word about his new gig. Riley thought about it as he crossed back over the rivers and heard rain pounding on the bus roof. In Memphis, Riley walked off from the bus station. He felt raindrops and tucked his guitar under his coat best as he could. Miss Annie was still talking to him. "Get on the radio," he heard over and over. He knew he'd do anything to broadcast on WDIA, and now he was. Only 20 more blocks in a rainstorm to go. WDIA flew onto the Memphis airwaves right as Riley first saw heaven, the first radio station in America to play all black music with all black DJs. When Riley finally reached the WDIA studios, he saw one of those DJs behind a soundproof window and knocked on the glass to get his attention. The DJ happened to be the first WDIA hired.
"In the heart of the rich Mississippi Delta, WDIA, 50,000 watts of goodwill, invites you to join us in asking the man upstairs to smile on us today."
Nat D saw Riley standing there, dripping with the guitar, strings down under his coat. He saw the determination and sincerity written all over Riley's face. He wanted to make this work. Nat said, "We've got a new product we want to put on the air. You think you could make a jingle?" Riley had no experience with jingles. He blurted out, "Yes, sir." Nat D said, "The name of it is Pepticon." "Pepticon? Yeah." Riley beat his guitar like a drum and sang. "Pepticon, sure is good. Pepticon, sure is good. Pepticon, sure is good. You can get it anywhere in your neighborhood." Nat said, "You're hired." Pepticon and its plugger were a hit. The stuff was mostly alcohol, and listeners dug that almost as much as the new down-home kid they heard on DIA. Riley had 15 minutes every day. He sang the virtues of the alcoholic serum and some of his own songs, and folks went crazy for him. He called himself the Beale Street Blues Boy. Letters poured into WDIA for him, addressed to Mr. Blues Boy. That got shortened to BB.
"She knows what to do and she knows what it's all about. Now, man, don't blame it."
Every legend has a twist. Young BB King's life took one in a town called Twist, 40 miles outside Memphis in the Arkansas cotton fields. There, on a freezing winter night, BB did his thing in a juke joint that looked like a good wind could turn it into toothpicks. The joint was so rustic, it had a steel barrel full of flaming gasoline for a heater. Now BB heard fights in the crowd just about every place he played, but that was just part of the ambiance. This scene got twisted. Two guys wrestled on the floor. They locked up and started rolling like a tractor, cutting down everyone in their path. And then they crashed into the barrel. The thing tipped over and a river of fire flooded the dance floor. B.B. King and everyone else got the hell out of there. Outside, even the wrestlers stopped to watch the place burn. B.B. looked around to make sure everybody was all right and then noticed something. Oh, no, he shouted. I left my guitar in there. He had no time to think as the place collapsed. He had to save her. B.B. dove through the front door, hearing cries of don't, drowned out by roaring hell. Flames licked at him as he ran. He grabbed the guitar around the neck and turned back out. Chunks of burning ceiling rained down around him. He hit the floor rolling and finally came to a stop outside in the cold night, smoldering like a cigarette. Still smoking, B.B. got up and stood face to face with one of the guys in the fight. You just about killed everybody in this place. The man looked down. B.B. watched him for a moment and realized it could only be one thing. What was her name? B.B. asked. The man muttered something. Lucille? B.B. asked. The man nodded. B.B. said, who's Lucille? The woman works here, the man replied. B.B. never saw her, but he never forgot her either. He also never wanted to forget how foolish he'd been to risk his life for his guitar. So he named her Lucille. In spite of his adventures, lady friends, and his radio fame in Memphis, B.B. spent more time in Arkansas picking cotton than picking Lucille. He knew he needed a hit record to get him out of the fields and the raunchy roadhouses that grew beside them. He made little money as a DJ, but recognized the fringe benefits of broadcasting. He used his time to promote his own gigs and provide favors for other folks in the business. A popular bluesman named Lowell Fulson came to perform on Beale Street, bringing his brilliant but unknown bandleader Ray Charles with him. They sold thousands of tickets, and as they counted their money in a back room after the show, a local DJ stepped up to introduce himself. You the oldest ones to fill this place, B.B. told Fulson. I pat myself on the back because I need your records. Lowell thanked B.B. and figured that'd be that. But B.B. stood there. He said, tell you what you can do. You can let me do that song 3 o'clock in the morning. Lowell thought a second. The song had been out 3 years. He never heard B.B. sing. He figured nothing was going to come of it. Why, sure, Lowell said, you can do the song. Lowell Fulson didn't know what a serious young man he was dealing with. Within a matter of days, B.B. booked a recording session with the Los Angeles Rhythm and Blues Company. They set up a temporary studio right down the street from B.B.'s apartment at the Y. B.B. stepped into the room and saw some of the elite players in all of Memphis. Tough Green, Ben Branch, Hank Crawford, Willie Mitchell, and on the piano, a bad 20-year-old who already had a massive hit record, Ike Turner. But all these stars held back as this day and Lowell Fulson's song belonged to B.B. King. Two months later, it was the number one record in the land. B.B. walked into Paul's Tailor Shop on Beale, the place he'd run past from the police his first night in heaven. He bought two suits, one burgundy and one lavender, with black and red shoes, a shirt, socks, and a tie to match. And B.B. King jumped on the long, winding road.
Well, I can't find my baby.
Thanks for listening to the Blues Hall of Fame podcast, brought to you by the Blues Foundation. The Blues Hall of Fame podcast is produced by Beale Street Caravan for the Blues Foundation, written by Preston Lauterbach and voiced by Guy Davis. For more information on the Blues Foundation, go to blues.org. Caravan has brought the sounds of Memphis to public radio airwaves for more than 20 years. And now you can see what we've been talking about. Check out our series of digital shorts through our website or go to ilistentomemphis.com.
I Listen to Memphis is about Memphis music today, the people who make it, and the places and culture that fuel it. ilistentomemphis.com.
Beale Street Caravan is also supported by awards from Memphis Travel, Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and the Thomas W. Briggs Foundation.
TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee. We're back, and for those of you who are just tuning in, we're sitting in with Blues Air, Rod Bland, and the Members Only Band at the 2024 Riverbeat Music Festival.
That's right, JB. Now, Rod and the Members Only Band is a band that put out their album, I think it was their debut album back in 2021. But that band is not necessarily the same band that's gracing the Riverbeat stage that we're featuring on today's show. But he does keep a steady stream of heavy hitters around. And we'll hear in an interview with him later on the names of some of those personnel, some who, while also touring with him, toured with his father.
You know, I want to talk a bit more about this 2024 Riverbeat Festival because that was a big first for us here in Memphis. For any of you who maybe have traveled to Memphis during the spring, during the summer, you may have heard of the term Memphis in May. And you may have heard of the Beale Street Music Festival. Well, currently our entertainment sector has gone through some changes and a new entertainment company emerged with a new concept for how we can activate music on a brand new renovated River Park.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the good folks over at Mempho for bringing us the inaugural Riverbeat Music Fest. There were many, many, many great acts that were part of it. And we actually did capture a lot of our local favorites performing the Riverbeat, which includes Rod Bland and the Members Only Band. But to your point, man, the Riverbeat Fest being the first year, I think went off great, man. We've got some great audio examples of the bands featured, which you guys will hear right here on Beale Street Caravan. And just kudos to those guys, man. It's not easy putting on a Memphis music festival, especially for your first time, us being a music town. And we've got some great episodes on the way from this year's Riverbeat.
So it's really exciting, and really it's a testament to the feel of the Memphis music that so many players can translate what they do to pay tribute to such a legend.
Yeah, indeed.
You know, one thing that I think may be lost on some if they never met Rod personally, if they've never seen his stage show live in person, is how big his heart is. And I hope that people will be able to hear that in our interview that we have coming up with him. When you really get him to talking, especially if you talk about his father, his mother, her care for him, their interactions together, it was almost like them against the world, you know. And it can be tough to be a family member or the son of someone who's such a superstar. People miles and miles around feel like they have such a personal connection to them, whether they've met that person or not. And for you to be a child and almost become a guardian over your parent while they are here living, and then to transcend beyond grief to become a guardian of their legacy, truly speaks to how big Rod's heart is. And you can tell how much he really wants each performance that he does to deeply inform the audience, but also to greatly and positively and effectively uplift his father's legacy to new heights. And, you know, it speaks volumes as well that he continues to stay on the drums. You know, he's the backbeat of the show. And he allows so many other people to do their part to pay tribute.
And as you mentioned, man, I mean, it's no small task. You alluded to how we all kind of feel some sort of ownership, maybe because of the celebrity of his dad, but whatever it was, he's a part of a lot of people's lives. And yet and still, he's no bigger part than the life of his own son, man. And from all the stories from Rod, with some we'll hear in the interview, some we've heard before, Bobby Blue Bland was a loving father. And that's evident in Rod's care of his father's legacy today, man. And it shines especially in the quality of the performance and the quality of the music. It's not easy performing hit songs because it's so ingrained into the psyche of people that it's an intimate thing to a lot of people. So for the Memphis community and the American community and the global community to still be receiving Bobby Blue Bland's music, even in its new form, but I would argue its truest, maybe closest to true form, Rod has taken that task on proudly, and with fervor. And we thank him for his continued work. And maybe the reason why he's such a gym buff now, I guess he needs that energy to carry the legacy so large.
Yeah, he's not just the heartbeat of the show, but he's got a really, really big heart for this music. And I can only hope, now I don't want to get too pie in the sky here, but he shares some of his father's heartbeat. So we appreciate Rob for that. And here he is with more music, Rob Bland and the Members Only Band, live on Bill Street Caravan.
Give it up for Rome.
We're here on the Caravan with Rod Bland of Rod Bland and the Members Only Band. How's it going, my friend?
Hey, cousin, how are you?
I'm doing all right. We're flashing back to River Beat, a brand new experience right on the Mississippi River, the mighty, mighty Mississippi River. And we made a mighty sound that entire weekend. Some heavy hitters, everyone from A-Ball MJG, Jelly Roll came out. There was a lot of familiar faces, a lot of new. Hey, I even DJed it. I was very, very pleased to do that. But one of the highlights of the weekend was kicking it with you and your band. Can you tell me what the experience was like for you to get called upon?
To be honest with you, I can't thank the powers that be enough for reaching out and asking us to participate, considering that the mission statement of Rod Bland and the Members Only Band being the ultimate tribute to my late father, Bobby Blue Bland, to have his music being played back down in Tom Lee Park on the river, overlooking the skyline, the bridge. It was everything that a boy trying to pay homage to his father, the man, could ever hope for.
Tell me about that energy, the crowd. Is there a lot of preamble before your show? I know a lot. There was a build up to your father's stage show. How do you get people oriented so that they can know what they're going to expect when they see what you're bringing?
Well, that's the thing. That's where the people I'm fortunate to work with on the business side, when they're doing press releases or putting out content before a show, they being Street Savvy Unlimited, that kind of takes the pressure of me doing pre-gaming work for the show. Because the show, in general, it's a celebration of, to me, a lifetime achievement of work, body of work that my father's done over the years. Things that I never knew existed until, well, after I entered the world, things I was a part of, things that I'm slowly but surely learning, the heavy impact that it not only has on your casual blues fan, but your devout Bobby Blue Bland fan. And trying to encapsulate all that into anywhere between 60 minutes, 90 minutes of a performance. You're basically getting a son paying the sincerest, most passionate form of tribute to his father.
Is there any space where you feel like you get to really put Rod's vision and version of this music out in front? Little touches, little flourishes that belong to you yourself.
Really and truly, I try to adhere to the song structure that I recall as a kid. I would think the only, as you put, Rod touch that I added was on a song, Sitting on a Poor Man's Throne, from our debut EP. Rod Bland, the Members Only Band, live on Beale Street, a tribute to Bobby Blue Bland. Longest title in the world, I bet. If you ever listen to the original recording, the intro, as well as the body of the song, is one way. If you were ever forced to hear him perform it live, it was driving more, if you will. So I took the best of both my worlds and put them together. Did a intro count, harken back to the original recording and to what I remember as a boy playing, and that's that version of the song we play. To be honest with you, the only Rod touch, if you will, outside of that, is just I'm doing it my way, because self-admittedly, it's very selfish on my part on how I get to honor my father, and I get to do it with gentlemen that have played with him, that we've gone up and down the highways with, and other people that had a cup of coffee in his band, if you will, or just people that really have expressed their love and appreciation for what he did and their desire to help me pay tribute to him.
Yeah, let's talk about that personnel within the group, particularly the lineup that got to play at Riverbeat.
Well, I was very fortunate to have a returning cousin, Chris Stevenson, on keys and vocals, who now resides in Florida. The newest member, if you will, Rome McMahon on bass. Kirk Smothers playing tenor and baritone sax. Art Edmiston also playing sax, tenor sax. Paul McKinney, trumpet. Mark Franklin, trumpet. And Charlton Johnson on guitar. And what's special about Charlton, Mark Franklin, Art Edmiston, and Paul McKinney is that we all played with my dad together. And there are a couple times where I looked over at CJ Charlton Johnson, I was like, we're really doing this. When the idea first came up to do the Members Only Band, he was hesitant about wanting to be involved. Everyone has their own way of grieving. It's been pointed out to me that even to this day, I'm much better at it now, but I'm still grieving. I'm very fortunate and blessed to have a great band that want to help me pay tribute to my dad, as I said. And I got some pretty great vocalists as well. Ashton Riker came up and did a couple songs, but it was the first time that I got to work with Eric Pierce, Eric Stone of the King Bees as a featured vocalist. And my mom was present, so that's always a good thing. And I had some friends and family in attendance as well, so kind of eased whatever I may have been feeling, because I do tend to take on some emotions and wear them on my sleeves, around my neck. I have no poker face. When I'm good, you can see it. When I'm bad, you can see it. When I'm just trying to go through it or get through it, you can see it.
So what's next for this experience and for the many, many fans who would love to have that legacy of your father on this material come through their town?
Yeah, as they like to say in the business, we're in the lab, we're cooking. We're coming up with inventive ways on how we can get such a large ensemble out on the road and it be, you know, feasible for all parties involved.
We're excited that you're getting a good workout of the blues, that sweat, that deep guttural soul that comes out of so many in our region, and continuing the legacy of your father and charting a new path for yourself. So you're doing an incredible job, and
we're excited
to have you on Bill Street Caravan.
Thank you.
Here's more from Rod Bland and the Members Only Band, live on Bill Street Caravan.
This next song is called Members Only.